It is then necessary, above all things, to ensure that we never lose hope nor despair of our salvation. Next, we should consider not only the examples of those who have lived righteously, but also the sufferings of those who have continued in sin. Just as we have considered Zacchaeus and Matthew, we should also take into account Judas, Gehazi, Ahar, Ahab, Ananias, and Sapphira. By doing this, we can dispel all despair through the former group and eradicate all laziness through the latter. This will prevent the soul from becoming indifferent towards the suggested remedies. We should instruct them to ask themselves what the Jews asked Peter on that day: what must we do to be saved? And let them hear what they must do.